The epistle appointed to be read for this, the 17th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, I, the prisoner of the Lord, exhort you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing one with one another in love, careful to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and throughout all, and in us all, who is blessed forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, putting him to the test, asked him, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus questioned them, saying, "What do you think of the Christ? Whose son is he?" And they said to him, "David's." And he said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool'? If David therefore calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one could answer him a word. Neither did anyone dare from that day forth to ask him any more questions. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My blessed people, yes, you are blessed. My dear people, this morning I wish to bring to your attention that Miss Brittany Ann Twilley this past week was baptized and was received into our church. Thanks be to God. This morning, Miss Twilley will make her first Holy Communion. And I ask you, if you will please, to allow her to approach the communion rail by herself, all alone, to receive our blessed Lord for the first time in her life. This indeed is a great occasion when she will become a momentary ciborium, carrying Jesus Christ, Almighty God, within herself, within her heart. This morning, I am not going to preach. For the past few weeks, I have overextended myself in time, and I've heard about it, not from you, but from those who sit behind me. And so therefore, I am going to give you a little off time today. With me, my dear people, there is so much that has to be said, that in the telling of it, when I tell it, I simply lose all consciousness of time. It just simply evaporates, and I can't help it. So please forgive me if I have ever caused you any inconvenience in keeping you here longer than is to your need and benefit. I do wish this morning to point out to you and bring to your attention today's bulletin again. In the confusion that is absolutely all around us at this moment, especially concerning the holy sacrifice of the Mass and this, that, and the other, and all of the talk and all of the printing and all of the media stuff and more stuff concerning the sacrifice of the Mass, there is confusion in the minds of everybody. Where are we and what does all of this mean? How are we to answer those who attack us, who approach us, who question us? I hope that in today's bulletin, you will be able to find answers to give such people in charity, not in argument, but in charity. Don't argue. Don't debate. Don't prove. If they cannot accept it in a spirit of faith, you're wasting your precious time and theirs if you try to prove it. For the sake of those who are away from here and who receive our tape for today's Mass, because it is so important, would you allow me, please, to announce on the tape that today's bulletin number is 1007, dated September the 23rd, 2007. So if they can refer back to it to read what it has to say concerning the Mass that we attend, the holy and true sacrifice of the Mass. With that, my beloved people, I just want to tell you that you are in our prayers, that you are in my prayers, and that I ask Almighty God to keep you absolutely surrounded and filled with His holy grace, no matter. But I ask one thing from you, and I ask it most fervently, and that is that you surround us here with your prayer and your blessing. It is not an easy course for us to steer, not with all that is going on. May God carry us through this storm, and may never allow Satan, our enemy, to succeed in any heart that is in this house, especially this morning. God bless you, dearest people.